Hey everybody, happy Monday. We are continuing our morning Devo series in the Book of Mark, and today is Mark chapter 10. We're looking at verses 13 through 16, just a few verses this morning. And so if you can just want to follow along with me, this is Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. And they were bringing children to him that he might touch them, and the disciples rebuked them. But when Jesus saw it, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. Truly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it." And he took them in his arms and blessed them, laying his hands on them. All right, so the scene here is an interesting one to me. Jesus is doing ministry somewhere, and presumably parents are bringing their children to Jesus, that he might touch them, likely to receive some type of blessing or healing from Jesus. But it says here that the disciples rebuked those parents and children. And I spent some time trying to understand all of this from the perspective of the disciples. I mean, why would they stop the children from being brought to Jesus? Maybe it's been a long day, and so they want to make sure that Jesus, and by extension, the rest of the disciples, get some more rest. Or maybe Jesus was in the middle of something already. Maybe he was teaching, let's say, when these children were being brought to him, and so they had to stop the children. It doesn't explicitly say why the disciples did this, but I don't think either of those reasons that I just gave, I don't think they justify what they did. I don't think either reason warrants a rebuke of any kind. I mean, they could have just nicely said, "Sorry, not today, you know, Jesus is a little bit tied up, or maybe he's a little tired right now, you can come back tomorrow." No, but instead it says that they rebuked them, both parents and children. And Jesus, of course, sees this, because, I mean, how can you not when you see your disciples sternly rebuking children? And it says that he was indignant, he was furious. And he replies by telling them not only to let the children come to them, but also to not allow anything to get in their way of coming to him, but also uses this as a teaching opportunity. Jesus says that, "For to such belongs the kingdom of God," as in the kingdom of God belongs to people who are like children. And then again, he says that only those who receive the kingdom of God like a child shall enter it. Then he proceeds to receive the children and bless them by laying his hands on them. So I think the big question for us here today is, what does it mean to be like a child? Because if the kingdom of God is for those who are like children, then obviously it's important for us to know what it means to be like a child. And I'm sure there are different things that come to mind. There are elements like being innocent, or playful, imaginative. Maybe some other things come to mind. But you know, I think the attribute that Jesus is talking about here in our passage today is actually in need or helpless. Which I know, neither of those are the most positive sounding descriptors, but let me explain. Let me explain by giving an example. Back when I was in seminary, Pastor Doug, formerly the young adult pastor here at Symphony and now the University City site pastor at Grace Covenant Church in Philadelphia, Pastor Doug would occasionally drop off his daughter at my dorm at seminary so that I could watch her while he was taking his seminary classes. And this was several years ago, so this was back when she was just around like a year old, so not able to speak and before she was even able to really get around very well. I think she started crawling at some point during our babysitting. And so not being able to speak, not being able to get around, I learned pretty early on that during those hours of babysitting, she was completely dependent on me, whether that was for food, for entertainment, to be cleaned up, when she wet her diaper, or anything else that you can think of. And, you know, I don't know what's going on in a baby's head, but she probably wouldn't have wanted it that way. You know, probably would want her parents to be there. But for better and for worse, because she wasn't able to do things like feed herself, entertain herself, or even put herself to sleep, she was completely dependent on me. Children, especially the younger they are, they're helpless in the literal sense of the word. Even older children need help from their parents, whether that's for things related to basic needs like food and shelter, or other things like getting around to places, or finding that thing that they lost and can't find even after allegedly searching the whole house for it. I don't have any children of my own at this point, but I think that's something that apparently happens a lot with kids. Children are helpless, which makes them dependent and in need. And out of that place of need, well, then they also have to learn to put their trust in the one or ones who can help address their needs. In fact, in some ways, it's not even a learning, but in the end, they put their trust in the ones who can help address their needs. And I think these are the types of things that Jesus is getting at when he says that the kingdom of God belongs to those who are childlike. You see, in order for us to receive the kingdom of God, we have to recognize that we have nothing. And in fact, that all we need, everything that we actually need is found in God. And with that recognition, then the next step that we have to take is we have to learn to depend on Him and trust Him wholeheartedly. And this is easy to say, but the thing is, this can actually be pretty hard for us grown-ups to do. The older we get, the more self-reliant we tend to become. And while that's obviously a good thing in many areas of life, it's good that you know how to feed yourself or to drive yourself places or go to wherever you need to go, but it's dangerous when we start to think that we can go through life without God, without depending on Him, without trusting in Him. When we do that, we might start to think that we actually have all that we need in the things that we can manufacture or control, or that we can make ourselves righteous somehow. But again, when we do this, it's dangerous because then we're sliding down the slippery slope away from God rather than towards Him, away from the one who can actually fulfill our need rather than towards Him. And so, as challenging and sometimes even unnatural as this might feel, my encouragement for us today out of this passage is that let's seek to be like children before our God. And again, that's maybe humbling in some ways. We might not be used to depending on others, at least not very much. But that's the posture we're meant to have with God. I mean, we are His children. That's what we're called. He calls us His children. And so let's act like it. Let's depend on Him wholeheartedly. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to daily reveal how much we need God, to show us how everything we already have and everything we need is found in the Lord, not in the other things that we're holding on to. Let's remember that to put our trust in Jesus and the work that He did on the cross for us, rather than in the things that we think we can accomplish or do. Let's let go and put our trust fully in Christ, depending on Him, having that childlike spirit before our Heavenly Father. So with that, let me pray for us to close out here. Father, thank you that you call us your children. Thank you that we get to call you our Heavenly Father. Lord, we confess that we often act as if we are not your children. We act as if that we can provide for ourselves. We act as if we can be completely independent from you. Forgive us for that, God. Help us each day to remember how much we need you. And again, this state of need and dependence might feel a little bit uncomfortable for some of us. Maybe some of us have grown accustomed to thinking that we can provide for ourselves entirely, that we don't need anybody or anything else. But Lord, help us to recognize that actually we need you. And it's only when we fully depend on you that we experience the fullness of joy that you offer to us. And so, God, again, we lay down anything that we might be holding on to. And today we come to you and say, Lord, we want to be like a child, fully depending on you and experiencing the joy that a child has before their parents, before their loved one. So thank you for this word today. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.